really almost one criteria. The only criteria should be, number one, it is irrelevant. If it is an irrelevant search term, negate it. And we could also throw in one extra bonus one there, that it has volume. So number one, it's irrelevant. And number two, the search query has decent volume. So kind of wrapping up everything we've said up until this point, the biggest mistake we see is that people are inadvertently negating a ton of relevant queries with a lot of really good volume when instead they should be harvesting them. And what we're trying to tell you is that the only criteria for negating is really that the query is irrelevant. And in a second, Andrew's going to dive into the different filter sets you can use to help you identify those irrelevant search terms. But I want to talk really quickly just on that volume point. Why do I say that that volume matters? And it's mainly just a data hygiene kind of cleanliness thing, where if you find a ton of long tail search terms, because there are a lot of really, really low volume long tail items. I mean, you could